Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Chicago's own Chief O'Neill's, named one of the top 10 Irish pubs in the world, is a Chicago neighborhood staple. Their live music and classic Irish fare with a modern twist, their annual St. Patrick's Day celebration, their Friday night fish fry, and after a long hiatus, they are back and open to serve you. And to talk about it all, proprietors Brendan and Siobhan McKinney join us tonight. Welcome in, the two of you.
Well, cave me the falcha.
Good evening. How are you? Cheers.
I am great. I have to say, I stopped in earlier this week just to chat a little bit because we haven't seen each other in a while and talked a little bit about what we would do today. And I had said to Siobhan, I said, you know, I was having an iced tea and I said, you know, I've just had some dental work and I'm numb and I'm so heavily medicated. And Siobhan said, I'm not drinking tonight. And without a beat, she goes, now you'll have one. Get Dave a whiskey, and so there was no stopping a quick cocktail.
Well, you can't come in without having a Far From Home, one of our house specialties.
I love that. I'm an old fashioned guy, so I absolutely love that. So, you know, the pandemic year has been quite a rough ride, obviously for the restaurant business. And I told you this, you guys were my last in studio guest a year ago. Like, that was the last time.
Crazy.
I know. I had somebody in studio, and we had corned beef, and we had drinks, and we hung out and did our thing. But, you know, it's been, you know, just with you guys, too, it's been a struggle, right?
Yeah, you know, it has. We always try to look on the bright side of things, and we made it through, and here we are. We opened last week, and actually, we have a packed house right now, so we're happy about that, but it has been a struggle for the restaurant industry in the whole. Absolutely.
But Brenda, when you guys say packed house, you're obviously keeping it.
You know she's Irish, and you know their affinity for kind of stretching, exaggerating things is perceived sometimes can be quite charming.
But packed at 50%, right? I mean, that's where you're
packed at 50%.
Well, of course.
Yes.
No. Yeah. No. We absolutely. We're playing by the rules here, 100%. Everybody has their reservations, and we've got four-hour seatings through the day, so everybody can come in, have a bit of fun, enjoy themselves safely, and have a really good St. Patrick's Day this year.
Absolutely. So, you know, every Friday is your fish fry, which is honestly legendary and always great food and entertainment. And the tent is up. I mean, people who have come to Chief O'Neill's, the tent is up. And you used to do a buffet. Obviously, that's not happening. But table service, much like the pub and restaurant, that's why you've been able to expand capacity, because you're able to spread out in the tent, right, Siobhan?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can do 50% out there, which is wonderful, because typically the garden holds 300 guests. So even at 100 guests, we're still doing super. Everybody can have a seat. What we're doing this year is that everybody has to have a ticket, and then your ticket is your table, so everybody's able to be seated. So it's wonderful. It's pretty organized. Everybody's been really cooperative. We love that they're buying their tickets online. So we're hoping to be super organized to get everybody in and out safely.
Well, that's one of the things you're doing differently. So, I mean, you really have to have tickets to go in there, which, you know, makes me feel better about going into a place, especially around St. Patrick's Day, is you're really controlling how many people are in there. If you don't have a ticket, you can't come in, really.
Yeah, we're kind of throttling the crowd a little bit, you know, and just letting know people when it's okay for them to come, and when, you know, very strange thing, very unusual for there is telling them when it's time to go, because they're not really good at that.
No. You're absolutely right. Tell us a little bit about Mrs. O'Neill's Parlor, because that's a nice little space that you have upstairs.
Yes, so that's really laid back, low key private dining. You can make a reservation up there, and you know, we actually have a separate entrance for that, and it's a small upstairs dining room. And at capacity, this weekend we're not going to be doing more than like 25 to 30 guests up there, so it's really nice and airy and lots of space.
And the Irish
beautiful windows up there. It's such a sunny and bright a bright place. It really is. Really nice.
No, absolutely is. And your Irish menu, Brendan, for both dining and cocktailing is really the best in the city. And I had, you know, I've had the fish and chips, but I was saying, you know, I'm going to have something a little lighter. And you said pot pie, chicken mushroom pot pie. And I thought, God, that's not going to be light. That was really very nice and very light. You know, you don't think pot pie that you're going to be just filled with cream and all this other stuff in there. But you've got just such a traditional, great Irish menu, Brendan.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. And, yeah, the chicken pie, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it before, you know, a 5K run or anything. But, you know, but no, it is, it kind of differs. It kind of away from what you'd expect a traditional heavy, you know, crust baked pie. It's got a nice fluff pastry on top. And like you said, it's a nice consistency of the chicken pot pie with a cremini and portobello mushroom.
Yeah, and amazing, amazing corned beef. You know, you got Guinness infused in a lot of stuff. You got a steak and Guinness pot pie. You've got the infused Guinness infused meatloaf, the Guinness braised pot roast. But you have your, you know, bangers and mash and all the traditional things in there and some great burgers as well. But one of your appetizers really took me aback as it was so just amazing. But you've got, like, you know, cheese curds. You know, you can take them or leave them at some restaurants. These are so fresh, and the batter is so fabulous. Tell us a little bit about the background on those, because you guys get those from up in Wisconsin, at least the cheese.
What they do, they come from Ellsworth County, which is the cheese curd capital of the world, and it comes from the Ellsworth County Community Creamery. And because we're fortunate enough to live in Chicago in proximity to Wisconsin, they're always very fresh, and they bring them down from their market, and it's distributed in Chicago. So we get some of the best curds, you know, certainly that you can get. And, you know, now the cheese curds are not Guinness infused, but round about midnight or later, you know, 11 o'clock, most of the people here will be Guinness infused.
Right. So that makes some good sense. That makes some good sense. And your cocktails, you mentioned Far From Home, which is my favorite, little Basil Hayden bourbon, some cognac, sweet vermouth, some bitters in there as well. But what was the drink, Siobhan, that you had? It was so nicely done. It was a gin drink of some sort.
Yes, it was a gin drink, and it we call it Lady of the Lake. So we have a few house specialty cocktails. We named them after, you know, some of the music that Chief O'Neill had in his book. And people like the history behind the names on the cocktails. But the gin drink, it's refreshing, it's light, has just some fresh lemon juice, some elderflower, and eggs on the top. Yes, yep. And some chartreuse. So, yes, it's a nice blend and refreshing. It's great in the garden, absolutely. And it goes down really easy.
It does.
It can be scary.
Yeah, it's very easy. But, you know, from a whiskey standpoint, like, what's your both your opinions on, like, what is your favorite Irish whiskey, Brendan? Let's start with you.
Well, my favorite would be Napo Castle.
Mm, okay.
And the more you drink of it, the more impossible it is to sell it.
Ah, yeah, right. Hello. Okay.
It's K-N-A-P-O-U-G-H. Napo. N-A-P-P-O-U-G-H. See? And I'm sober.
And you are complete. That was very nicely done. How about you, Siobhan? Because I know you're not huge into whiskey, but what would be your favorite go-to?
I would say Slane Irish whiskey, which is...
I've had some of that.
Exactly. From the Slane Castle in Ireland, the family that owns the Slane Castle, they have an Irish whiskey, and we serve that here. And I tend to go for that because I do like how that goes down. So, and then we have Lambay Irish whiskey, which is a newer whiskey that we carry.
Oh, that's a nice one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one. And, of course, Lambay Island in Ireland. So that's recent and definitely one I would recommend as well.
Saturday, you know, open till 1 a.m., lots of activities planned. Of course, the entertainment is such a big part of this. Before we get to Saturday, and we'll start with the Jimmy Sullivan Band, Brendan, you've got a group that you put together that the name just was perfect. The name of that band is what again?
Blow it out your mask.
No, that is absolutely brilliant. I absolutely love that. But you have a Saturday night, you got the Jimmy Sullivan Band and a lot more going on.
Oh, yeah. We've got this evening, we've got this over the St. Pat's Fest. We've got Pat Broders and John Williams and Katie Grennan and just cavalcade of some of the best Irish musicians, not only in Chicago, but that there are.
Yeah, and I mean, you got
this year we're doing it a little bit different in that we have the entertainment actually in the tent this year because more guests can sit out there. It's a larger space, and so people are really enjoying that. We'll be able to open the doors out there. And of course, we have the ever famous Emerald Society Pipe Band.
Right.
But we're ending entertainment a little earlier this year. Entertainment will be over by 9:30, just to get everybody out safely and home earlier than normal.
Makes total sense. Sunday things start at noon, but on Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day, as you were mentioning, also the WGN TV Morning News will be there to kick things off all day.
Oh my God, we're so excited about this. This is just fantastic. They're going to come at 8 a.m. and they'll be doing their show from the pub here. We won't be open to guests at that time, so we'll be opening at 11 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day. But yes, they're going to host the show from here, and we're so excited. It's going to be terrific.
Well, what's amazing is every year the morning news team all goes out, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even more than that, at the place. But you're not going to have actually anybody indoors. It's really to highlight some of the entertainment that you're going to have over the next week or so.
Exactly. But people can come afterwards if they hop online and look for what's available on St. Patrick's Day and grab a ticket. We'll find them a spot.
And of course, you still have, you know, I mean, there's availability. You have events there all the time. You have weddings there all the time. Talk a little bit about the venue for special events.
Sure. You know, a lot of people right now are looking for more of a relaxed type of setting for their wedding, and a lot of guests are looking for where they can have their ceremony and their reception in the same place. And so we do a lot of that. We do ceremonies in the garden, and we're able to accommodate, you know, quite a large crowd. And, you know, it's just become more and more. Actually, last summer when it was when COVID was, you know, peak, we still were able to cater for, like, some of the weddings that went down to like 50 guests from 200.
Yeah, right.
So we still were able to have a lot of smaller events to help people just get on with life.
Well, you know, experience a little bit of St. Patrick's Day at Chief O'Neill's and some great St. Patrick's Day happening. Very safe, very responsible the way they're doing this. Friday night fish fries and beyond. And for more, I suggest you visit chiefoneils.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you both, and thanks once again for making this an annual tradition.